It's 4:06, and you're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Barrett. Coming up, we're talking to a political science professor about the latest news on the Affordable Care Act and the proposal to extend badger care here in Wisconsin.
But first, we're talking about sriracha, the insanely popular hot sauce. It's in Lay's potato chips, a new Subway sandwich, and even, get this, in candy canes this year for Christmas.
Yum. According to our guest, the company behind this sauce is a bit unusual. He's here to explain how. Roberto Ferdman joins us. He's a reporter for Quartz. Roberto, welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
So how big a success is sriracha around the country?
Well, we don't have a lot of numbers to base that off of because Hoi Fung, the company that makes the hot sauce, doesn't share a lot of them. But we know that they made roughly $85 million last year, or rather sold $85 million worth of hot sauce last year.
Just anecdotally, though, can you talk about sort of the spread of how it's sort of become ubiquitous? No matter where you go, there it is.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, especially in larger cities, but you see it on counters of restaurants. You see it now in grocery stores and supermarkets. You also see flavorings, as you mentioned. Subway has launched a new sandwich that incorporates sriracha. Sriracha is being incorporated into candy canes this Christmas, as you mentioned as well. So it really has reached a level of ubiquity where it's not just in supermarket shelves, but it's also on sweatshirts and T-shirts and the like.
Well, a lot of times we get new products that start in a marketing meeting or focus groups or things like that. But how did sriracha get started here?
Sriracha, as a sauce, is actually exists in many forms back in Vietnam. It's kind of like saying barbecue sauce. But sriracha that we know in the States is made by a company called Hoi Fung, which was founded in 1980 by a man named David Tran. He came from Vietnam shortly before then in the late 70s and has just experienced wild amounts of success selling this hot sauce in the States.
And he's a kind of an interesting character, isn't he? He doesn't seem interested in profits. He doesn't seem like he's out to make a quick buck, for sure. What do we know about David Tran?
That's very true. Most companies are, first and foremost driven by growth, or seemingly so anyway. Sriracha is Hoi Fung, rather, is a particular case. They've had more demand for their hot sauce than they've been able to supply pretty much since the company was founded in 1980. So they haven't advertised. They've kind of shunned investors. They haven't allowed anyone to invest in the company because, they basically have not been able to grow. They can't supply enough, the demand enough. And then on top of that, they're limited by chili growth. They use fresh chilies for their hot sauce. Most commercially made hot sauces use dried chilies. What that means is that they can only make as much hot sauce as the amount of chilies they produce allows.
And the interesting thing here is about David Tran, it doesn't sound like he came from this idea where he's going to be an entrepreneur. He was this guy who moved to a country and couldn't find good hot sauce, and he thought, if I can't find it, there's probably other Vietnamese immigrants. He just wanted to make something that tasted like home.
That's actually completely accurate. Originally, he made it because he couldn't find a proper hot sauce to use in his Vietnamese pho soup, nor could, it seems, many people in the L.A. area where he was living. So he started making it on a very small scale and selling it in local markets, and pretty soon he was producing much more of it. I think in the first year, if I'm not mistaken, he harvested 500 tons of chili peppers, which is not a lot considering how much they harvested last year, 100 million pounds.
Wow.
I know, it's quite a bit. And yet it's not enough. 100 million pounds of chili peppers is not enough to supply the demand. But David Tran is an interesting owner for many other reasons. Hoi Fung, the company, knows very little about where sriracha is sold. David, for example, couldn't even tell me in which countries sriracha is sold. He's handed it off to distributors. They have 10 right now who deal with distributing it, selling it in the States, but also elsewhere. On the bottle, there are several languages. There's English, there's Vietnamese, but there's also French. So it's one can assume that it's sold in Europe, but David himself doesn't really know.
I'll talk a little bit about the recipe, what's in it. You mentioned these chili peppers, and apparently they have to be fresh. And I read this in your article. He wants to harvest them apparently just a day after they're picked. I mean, that's got to limit production.
It has to do with a couple things. First and foremost is flavor. His claim is that it preserves the spiciness, it preserves the taste, but then it's also color. The time in which, or the time that passes from when a chili pepper is harvested to when it's processed will affect whether it's red or more orange in color. So processing them within a day of picking them is essential to keeping sriracha's, you know, like strong red color, which is so, I think, emblematic of the brand and of the bottle.
One of the weird things about the Hoi Fung as a business, usually, if I remember my basic economics, if there's a lot of demand and you can't keep up with supply, you raise your price. He evidently doesn't raise his wholesale price?
He hasn't. So until this past week when Marketplace interviewed him and broke what he claims was the, or what they claim is the wholesale price of sriracha, he hadn't even shared how much he was selling his hot sauce for. It seems as though he's been selling it for about $2 for the 28-ounce bottle, and then it's been marked up another $2 or $3. But you're very right. In fact, he said that when he originally started selling it, he was selling it for $1.75. So it's gone up 25 cents.
And yet, he sounds like he's doing okay. Well, I want to see if you can settle a debate here in the office for us. We have, ever since we decided to cover this, been talking about how the heck you pronounce sriracha. I used to say sriracha, and according to some food blogs, I'm right. But according to everyone else, including, you know, Rob over here, I guess you call it rooster sauce, though.
Yeah.
But it's sriracha. Can you settle the debate? How do you pronounce it?
I pronounce it sriracha. Unfortunately, the debate hasn't been entirely settled. If you scour the internet a bit, and if you read mainstream news, there seems to be a disagreement as well. So I don't really have the power to tell you whether you're wrong or right, only that I pronounce it sriracha.
Okay.
Well, here's the important question. I assume you use this condiment since you wrote about it. Maybe I'm wrong. What is your favorite way to consume sriracha or sriracha or rooster sauce?
There's a bottle sitting to the right of me on my desk, so I definitely consume it. It's about half full, and I bought it not long ago. I use sriracha with my breakfast every morning, which is usually a breakfast wrap with eggs.
Okay, good. I'm glad it's not oatmeal. I think that would have been pushing it for me.
Lucky Charms with sriracha.
I haven't tried that.
There is a new cereal. I can see it now. All right. Well, lots of tasty ideas there for us. Robert, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
That was Roberto Ferdman, reporter for Quartz.
Coming up next, a look at today's big announcements on healthcare. On the one hand, from President Obama. On the other, from Governor Walker.
This is Central Time on Wisconsin Public Radio.